AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Tim Walz introduces himself to America tonight as the Democrats' vice presidential nominee. Issa Dwyer has poll numbers on the two VP candidates.
A new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research shows that Tim Walz had a smoother launch as a running mate to Vice President Kamala Harris than J.D. Vance did for former President Donald Trump. Overall, about one quarter of Americans have a positive opinion of Vance, and about one third have a favorable view of Walz. Significantly, more also have an unfavorable view of Vance with 44% than Walz with 25%. Both vice presidential candidates still do need to work to become better known. About 4 in 10 Americans do not know enough about Walz to have an opinion about him, and roughly 3 in 10 do not know enough about Vance. Still, both are much better known than they were before they were selected as vice presidential nominees. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is scheduled a speech for Friday amid speculation he's ending his independent presidential bid and might throw his support to Donald Trump. Brazil's restricting entry of some foreign nationals. Ed Donahue has details.
The restrictions are on people from Asia trying to get to Brazil to eventually migrate to the U.S. or Canada. The AP was provided details of a police investigation that revealed these migrants buy flights with layovers in Sao Paulo's international airport as a means to begin their journey north. It shows more than 70% of requests for refuge at the airport come from people with either Indian, Nepalese, or Vietnamese nationalities. Starting next week, travelers to Brazil without visas will either have to continue their air journey or return to their country of origin. I'm Ed Donahue.
And 2 weeks after her concerts in Vienna were scrubbed over a terror plot, Taylor Swift has issued her first statement about it, saying she was filled with a new sense of fear and a tremendous amount of guilt. This is AP News. Divers searching the wreck of a superyacht that sank off Sicily have found 5 bodies and are searching for a 6th, amid questions about why the boat sank so quickly. A woman who is facing a possible life sentence after the death of a man she injured when he was a baby has accepted a deal with prosecutors. Jennifer King has the story.
In Fort Lauderdale, Florida, former babysitter Terry McCurchy has pleaded guilty to manslaughter for the 2019 death of Benjamin Dowling. Investigators believe she shook Dowling when he was a baby in her care back in 1984, causing a brain hemorrhage that left him unable to ever walk, talk, or feed himself. McCurchy took a deal in 1985 and received a light sentence, telling reporters at the time that she was innocent. After Dowling's death, she was indicted on a first-degree murder charge. In a letter of apology read by her attorney, McCurchy says she was feeling overwhelmed taking care of numerous children when she struck him. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.